And now, the final installment of Exit Stage Right. I must warn you that the writers have run out of material, so this episode may not be the best.
Exit Stage Right, Episode 5, Untitled. I like your new office.
Thanks.
It's very clean.
Thanks.
You have a new secretary, I see.
Yeah, she's recently arrived. I think she's from Poland.
You haven't asked her?
No. I don't speak a language, do I? How's the rehearsals for Raisin in the Sun going?
Good, I suppose. The show opens in a few days. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, we'll see, sure.
Who's that?
Who?
The picture on your desk.
Oh, her. She's no one.
Really? She's pretty. How do you know her?
I know her from a long time ago.
Catch me, Roger. I love you, Roger.
Merry Christmas, Roger.
Say you'll be mine forever, Roger.
Oh, sorry. I got lost for a minute there.
You okay?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm fine.
Who is that girl in the photograph?
No one. What's your mum doing today?
I don't know. She said she had to go to the bank. Apparently now I have moved back in with her. I'm bleeding her dry.
Okay, Miss McLeod, how can I help you today?
Well, I need some money.
Okay, so it's a withdrawal you would like to make. How much would you like to take out?
Like a £100,000? Or two, maybe?
Do you have an account with this bank? Okay, you see, you need an account with the bank to withdraw money.
Okay. Can I have one of those too, please?
Miss McLeod, we can't help you at this bank.
Why not?
Because we only help people who have accounts with our bank.
But that's not fair.
I know.
I'm going to lock you in my fucking shed, asshole.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Excuse me, but you can't just come barging in here. We are in a meeting.
Mr. Andrew Gray?
Yes?
Mr. Gray, we are with Customs and Revenue. We have a warrant for your arrest on charges of embezzlement.
What?
We're going to need you to come with us, sir.
Oh, I see. Very well, then.
He's running away. Don't worry, he won't get far. That door he went through leads right to the roof. The only way out is a 6-story leap to his almost certain death.
How are you getting on with the writing job I got for you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
What's wrong?
It's too hard. I can't do it.
Why not? It's only a sitcom.
I just don't have enough to say.
Writers for sitcoms never have anything to say. Just write down whatever you want.
I can't.
Just write 22 pages and you're done, okay? It's easy. Anyone can do it.
If it's so easy, why don't you do it?
What is your problem? You told me you wanted to work as a writer. I've got you work as a writer.
Yeah, but when I said I wanted a writing job, I didn't mean a sitcom. I meant a real writing job. Something good. Something that would involve AIDS or child abuse. Something that would get me a BAFTA or even a Scottish BAFTA.
Jennifer, just do it. You'll get paid and you'll be able to get off Job Seeker's allowance.
But I don't like the show.
So?
Well, how am I expected to write for a show I don't like and don't even watch?
What's to know? It's a show about six friends who are all beautiful. There is the weird one, the stupid one, the annoying two, the hot chick, and the gay one. Writing for this show is easy.
I know it should be, I just can't.
Just make it up.
Make it up? Wow, I never thought about that.
Well, how hard can it be? Just fill it up with 22 minutes worth of stuff.
I have tried. I just don't have 22 minutes worth of funny stuff to say. I doubt I even have 15.
It doesn't have to be funny. It doesn't have to be moving, sweet, or caring. Just make the characters talk to each other for 22 minutes.
That's difficult.
No, it's not. Just have the characters ramble on and on and on and on and on.
So just have the characters talk randomly at each other non-stop. Just rambling on and 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 on. That sounds really boring.
But you'll get paid, Jennifer. You'll get paid, and then I'll get paid. And between you and me, I really need to get paid. I really want a jet ski.
A jet ski?
A jet ski! How cool would that be?
Don't come any closer. I'll jump. I swear I'll jump. I'll jump right off this roof. Just stay away.
Anything? Nothing, Chief. This guy has no family and no friends. What are we going to do? We need someone who knows this guy to get up there and talk him down off the roof.
I know him.
You do?
Yeah, we talk about stuff.
Would you be willing to go up on the roof and talk him down?
Sure, I'll give it a go.
Okay, follow my colleague Johnston and he'll take you to the roof.
Cool.
Roger, help me!
What?
If you want a jet ski, you have to help me write this script.
Okay, fine. It's easy. It's only a sitcom. That's not even proper writing. How many pages do you have so far?
One.
One?
One, yes.
Right, okay. We can pad that into at least five.
How?
Just have the characters ramble on and on and on. And on and on and on.
It sounds easy, but how can you do that and still have people like it and find it interesting?
Just do it subtly. Or add a gimmick.
A gimmick? Like what?
Give one of the characters a catchphrase.
I don't know.
I'll help. It'll be cool.
Really?
Yeah, don't worry. I really want a jet ski.
Oh, Roger, you're so crazy.
I've got it.
What?
How about, in this episode, the friendly people are confronted by a crazy person who wants to kill one of them.
What?
No, wait. He ties them all up and then he tells them that he's going to kill one of them and then he makes them choose which one of the six friendly people has to die to save the others. So, what do you think?
How is there any situation comedy in that?
Well, they are in a situation.
And how is it funny?
Well, we can have the gay one escape and then run around the apartment screaming like a girl. That's funny.
Then what happens? Does he get caught?
Yeah. The crazy murderer hits him on the head and then ties him up.
That's not funny. You've just made it not funny again.
What bit wasn't funny?
The hitting on the head and then tying him up.
Okay. Well, maybe he hits him on the head with something funny, like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't even have to hit him on the head. Maybe he slips and falls on a banana peel or something.
A banana peel? Roger, this sitcom is aimed at people in their 20s and 30s. Those people don't find people falling on a banana peel funny.
I find it funny.
No one else does.
Jennifer, it's totally funny.
We're not doing that.
Well, it doesn't have to be a banana peel.
No. I mean the whole thing. Axe murdering rapists aren't funny.
I didn't say he was a rapist. That isn't funny.
Look, we're not doing it, okay? Just think of something else. What if we have an episode where they just sit around and try and think of something to do for the whole show?
What?
Like, for the whole 22 minutes, they just sit in the living room and they try and think of what to do that day and they all sit around bored with nothing to do.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Roger, I love you. Of course I'll marry you. Be mine forever. Roger, I'm pregnant, Roger.
Why? Why?
Roger!
What?
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, I just got lost for a minute there.
What is going on?
Nothing. I just need some water.
Roger finally gets his degree in medicine and stuns his family with a shocking decision. Up next on Exit Stage Right.
Okay, what if we do a gimmick thing?
Like what?
What if we do something like what Mel Gibson does?
What? Get drunk?
We'll make this episode all in a different language.
What?
No, seriously. Look at The Passion of the Christ and that other one that he did in another language.
I can't remember.
Anyway, yeah, that guy is a fucking genius.
Mad Max is brilliant, but genius? I don't know.
Seriously, think about it. By putting the Jesus movie in some weird language, he made that the coolest fucking movie ever. Because you know they're saying really cheesy lines, and if they were in English, you would think it was a fucking joke. But because you couldn't understand what they were saying, you couldn't laugh at them. It sounded like Yaharahishava. It sounded cool and not funny. It's perfect. That film would have been bullshit in English. Just think about it.
I don't know.
Cool would Lethal Weapon 3 have been in some ancient language? Think about it. You'd get rid of all the cheesy lines. You would have no one bursting through a door and saying, "We gotta get out of here!" Come on, let's do it!
You want to make this in a different language?
Yes! It would make anything seem cool and really edgy and BAFTA award winning.
But they would still need something to say in a different language. We still don't have anything for them to say.
Right. What do we have?
They are all sitting in the living room together.
Right. That's not a lot.
No, it's not.
Fuck it then. That is still a really good idea.
International jewel thief, Jennifer will have to go undercover as a rapist. Will she have what it takes? Stay tuned to Exit Stage Right.
Roger, I can't believe you're taking us on a cruise for our honeymoon. I love you so much. Roger. Roger. Roger?
Kirsty!
Roger, what's wrong?
What? Nothing.
Who's Kirsty?
Nobody. I don't know.
Are you crying?
No. Just shut up and write this goddamn show.
How come I've never seen her before?
Because I knew her a long time before I met you.
What happened? Did she die or something? Roger? Roger?
Oh, Roger, come here. Lean over the side of the ship with me. Oh, don't worry, Roger. I'm not going to fall. Roger, I can't swim. Help me, Roger. Help me.
I never got to say goodbye. I never got to say goodbye!
Don't come any closer. I'll jump.
Mr. Grey, just take it easy. I have a friend of yours here. Just get him off the ledge. We'll do the rest.
Okay.
Don't come any closer or I'll jump.
What are you doing?
I just couldn't do it any longer. I see money every day and it always belongs to other people. So I took a little, then a little more, then a little more. I didn't hurt anybody.
No, I mean, are you going to jump or what?
It's so unfair. Why don't they go after the real criminals for a change? I'm not a bad guy.
Yeah, life is unfair.
I can't go to prison. They'll leave me alive in there. I have to jump.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't try and talk me out of it.
All right.
We just need one idea.
No, we need two. You need to have two stories going at once to keep things interesting in a sitcom.
Says who?
Says comedy.
That's bullshit. Adam Sandler does fine having only one idea in a film.
Adam Sandler? He has no ideas in his films. Being a guy who gives out water is not an idea. That's just awful. No, we need two ideas.
Jennifer, we can't even come up with one. Never mind two.
What happened?
I don't know. He was standing right there, then he wasn't.
What did you say to him?
Hey, don't make this my fault. I did all I could.
Just put down whatever the fuck you want, okay? I don't care.
Oh, that's a great fucking attitude to have.
I don't fucking care anymore. I want to go home and eat Doritos. I don't like writing. It's too hard.
It's only hard because you suck at it. Now, come on, we can do this.
No, we can't. Let's just forget about it. We'll say my mum died. She died, and we have to go to her funeral, so we can't possibly write a script for them.
No.
What are we gonna do?
It'll be okay. Someone once told me that no matter how hard something seems, everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay, Roger. I won't fall. It's so far to the bottom, Roger. Lean over the railing with me, Roger. It's not dangerous. I won't fall. Everything will be okay.
Ah! Roger, don't let go of my hand. Roger, please don't let go of my hand. I can't swim. Ah! Roger!
What's wrong? You okay?
Yeah. You know what? That's bullshit. Nothing ever works out. Let's just call them and say your mum's dead.
Yes, thank God.
You have been listening to Exit Stage Right, starring Deborah Pugh, Stephen Wall, Mae McDougall, Heather Knight and Andy Corelli. Written and produced by Christopher Nell. Visit us at exitstageright.co.uk.